Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Say hello to our friends jumping on now in New Orleans at Bayou 95.7, also 98 Rock, California's rock station in Sacramento, California, and our friends at 98.3 The Keg in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Big show for you today. Your guess is as good as mine. The categories to choose from will be annoying neighbors and how to live to 100. Ask the Men's Room's coming up. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day and, of course, another round of Profile This. In the meantime, it is the random question 844-999-
Ola. We just had a quick side discussion about, I guess, a long simmering beef that we were unaware of between Insane Clown Posse and Limp Bizkit. All right. So at a recent show in New Jersey, was it Shaggy Too Dope, I believe, from ICP, he tries to dropkick Fred Durst during the Limp Bizkit set out into the crowd. Doesn't work. He kind of whiffs on the thing. Somebody wanted to point out, Miles, both feet is a missile dropkick.
Oh, that's a missile dropkick.
Because you were very clear.
That's what he tried.
It was a two-foot dropkick.
So a dropkick is only 1 foot?
I guess so.
I mean, I thought the missile dropkick was the only dropkick there was.
Yeah. Is that the only dropkick?
Well, how else are you supposed to do it if just like put 1 foot down?
Yeah, quit splitting there. What wrestling
you're just
move?
Kicking him.
Yeah. Yeah, otherwise, right, it's a kick.
Yeah, you're just kicking him.
But I just thought, like, wouldn't it be cool to try to do different wrestling moves? Like, instead of just drop kicking him off, like, superfly snooker, you know what I mean? Like, whatever a good finishing move is from wrestling, that is what I'd want to do to someone on stage.
Okay. I just people's think the drop elbow. Kick, right? Like, even if he knocked him into the crowd, like, right. Now he's laying on his back. Like, you only throw that if you want to incite a riot.
Oh, maybe that was the thing, right?
Yeah.
Do you think there'd honestly be a riot? Think about it. It's ICP. And I mean, I think people would pause for a minute. I just don't feel like it would have been bedlam out there.
You know, you might be right.
I'm just saying.
Maybe 15 years ago.
20 years too.
Random.
Hello, Colleen.
Random,
welcome
random,
to the men's room.
Random.
All right. Colleen, let's go with this one for you. What was the worst date that you've been on or worst person you've ever dated?
Oh, God. About 12 years ago, I went to go have tea and crumpets with a friend of mine in Seattle around Pike's Place. And the place we went to, they weren't serving tea. And so I got, like, one of those Russian pastry dishes, and I didn't finish it all. And the guy asked me if he could finish it for me.
Sweet. Did you give it to him?
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, wait, what's wrong with that? First of all,
you already the worst date ever?
You agreed to go on a date to get tea and crumpets, which outside of the UK in the 1850s already blows my head open. Like, if you offer that to me on a date, I mean, look, I'd still take the date because obviously I want to have sex, but
Colleen.
That's the worst. Listen, the guy obviously liked what you ordered. I think that's the best thing he could have done.
It's an uphill battle from there. Like, he's already a tea and crumpets. What's he supposed to do?
It was just awkward.
Well, right.
I think he was waiting for me to, like, officially say that I was done eating it so that he could finish it for me.
He was.
Yeah, he was trying to be polite.
Of course he was. I mean, look, he's still trying to be a freaking gentleman. You know, he knows you're not going to finish it. You've slowed down, but you don't want to say anything until you've thrown in the towel. But whose idea was it to get tea and crumpets?
It was his.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, all right. So he deserves it.
Is that aggressive for a first date, though, to eat the leftovers while she's sitting there?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
No, because he already said you want to get tea and crumpets. I feel like, look, if someone says on a first date, let's get tea and crumpets, it's just game on.
Did this guy have, like, a derby hat on? Like, what other weird thing about this guy? Does he play the bagpipes? You know, did he come in, you know? I mean, what else was strange and off about
he
this?
He was, like, a hardcore LARP, you know, D&D kind of guy.
Okay. All right.
Who won a tea and corn? I can't move past it. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, sometimes I think you just pick a different place just to do something different.
It was a very anticlimactic date.
Do you think
what
this
were
guy,
your expectations with someone who said you want to get tea and crumpets?
Do you think this guy still thinks to him, do you think he has any knowledge or any idea that he was maybe the worst date you've ever had, or does he just think it's one of those dates that didn't work out?
I mean, it wasn't terrible. It was just
the first one that comes to mind when asked that question.
Can I ask you a question? Because I'm not even, I just got to do this. I don't even know what a crumpet is. What is a crumpet?
Some form of pastry. I don't know.
Okay. And what does it look like?
I don't know.
It's like an English muffin.
You had them. You
is
didn't
that what
eat
it
them.
Looks like?
Yeah.
No, have any. So I ended up getting like the baklava or whatever.
Oh,
so
baklava. That's always.
So you didn't eat the baklava?
I'd ask the finisher too, man.
Absolutely, man. You can't just leave baklava.
Yeah, you can eat all the crumpets you want, but that's I mean, like baklava. That's not a euphemism when I say I'd eat your baklava. That's I mean, like you deserve it.
What is that?
It's just, it is. Just like an English muffin.
Yeah, it's exactly. I mean,
they don't cut it.
That's a
date. It's a crumpet.
But do they cut it in half and toast it?
Look at that.
Yeah, you still toast it. Put some butter on there.
Look,
some
that'll
jam.
Be fine. That'll
that just see. Hey, babe, would you like to get tea and crumpets? No.
It's just an uphill battle from that. There's no way you could get laid out of that deal.
No, but if you date enough, sometimes you're not, like, you just. All right, look, you don't want to put the money into drinks and dinner, so you meet for tea and crumpets or coffee first to see if it's even worth it.
You can do coffee because people get coffee. And then if you want to get a crumpet. Add a coffee, but if I openly say, would you like to get tea and crumpets, to me, that's just a red flag. And that was the first date, man.
Reason we asked what's your worst date there. 53-year-old guy named Kenneth Lee. He lives in Oklahoma City. Hello, the cat. And last week, he helped out a woman whose car broke down outside of a Walgreens. She wound up giving him her number. A few hours later, she started getting texts for him asking for photos of her lady parts.
Oh, damn.
Obviously, she said no.
Let me see them crumpets.
He started sending her treats. Threats. Including one where he said he was going to blow up her apartment building, yes.
Wow.
She turned over those to the cops, and the next day they arrested Kenneth on several charges, including making a bomb threat, which is not a good thing to do.
How do you get that crazy?
That quickly. That's the
impression. Random.
Within 2 hours, you're going to blow up her apartment building because she won't send you a picture of her vagina. Like, come on. Hello, Andy. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
What's
happening, Andy?
Hey, man. Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're good. How are you, man?
Doing pretty well.
Okay.
Doing pretty well.
Andy, here's your question. Who or what were you running from? Who or what were you running from?
Well, I don't know. I guess this kind of speaks to my maturity level. I was playing Pokemon Go a couple of days ago, and it was getting kind of dark, and I swear I thought I heard like a dog just kind of come running up out of nowhere, and I turned to look, and I saw like something move, and I just ran. I didn't even like take a second guess. I just started running, and I lost it apparently. But I mean, maybe it was my imagination. I don't know. But
it answers the question of fight or flight.
How long have you been playing Pokemon Go? Were you in from the very beginning?
No, it took me probably about like a good 3 months of making fun of all the people on the side of the road, like, you know, almost getting hit by cars, looking like fools, well, and then,
well,
you know.
Then
like,
here you are, running from invisible dogs.
Yeah, well, they're all gone now, for the most part, aren't they? That's what I was going to ask you. It just seems like I knew a lot of people who played initially.
Sure.
But I don't know people who continued to play. I used to see it on the bus all the time and stuff, and I don't really see it as much anymore. So, are you one of the last of bastions, or is it even more popular now than ever, and I'm just an idiot?
Well, I mean, I don't know. One of my buddies, he was like, hey, I just started playing again. We were sitting around smoking some weed, taking a couple bong rips. And the next thing you know, we're just walking around the neighborhood like 8 o'clock at night, just, you know, collecting Pokemon.
See, this is not a game for black people. You start walking around a neighborhood after the sun goes down, just randomly going through people's yards and stuff.
This is not
bad
a good day for neighborhood
walks. Oh, no, right. Not yards. We stayed to, like, the sidewalks and everything, but, like, I can kind of see your point.
What if there's something that you want to get? Would they ever put it in somebody's backyard?
Well, I mean, I hope not. I mean, I'm not going to be dumb enough to go run up in someone's backyard. I live out in Graham where they shoot guns at, you know, anything that moves. So,
okay,
yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Okay. Sounds like a safe place, Pokemon Go.
You'll notice there's certain spots downtown. I can walk you to two right now.
Where there'll be a ton of players?
Yeah, there'll be people standing there.
Is that because it's a hot spot?
It's just a place to capture one.
There's like Pokestops that you can like get Pokeballs, and then like some magic Pokemon will like appear at random times. So yeah, you'll just get random people just showing up whenever.
But as I go through this game and I'm getting my Pokeballs and all the rest of this, like, what is? Do I get points? Do I get credits? What is the thing I get in return for all this?
You get extended life through health and exercise and community.
All right.
You know what, man? That's the worst answer for a dude like me. I mean, that's just...
I was sitting down getting stoned with my buddies. We decided to get up and do something.
See, that's how you live to be 100.
At least you're moving around a little bit. A reason we asked, who or what were you running from? There's a guy named John Wilson and a friend, and they stole several $100 worth of alcohol from a grocery store in Wisconsin last week. The cops started chasing them, and John got out and he ran. And he actually got away until about an hour later when he surrendered. Why'd he give himself up? Because there were so many mosquitoes swarming in the area, he couldn't take it anymore. And he wasn't kidding. When the cops cuffed him, about 20 mosquitoes swarmed onto his forehead, and he asked the cops to wipe them off. He was charged with fleeing, theft, and obstructing an officer. The cops are still trying to track down his buddy, but yes, the guy was running from the cops but surrendered to get away from the mosquitoes.
I mean, I'm just trying to imagine, do you think he was hiding from the cops, like in an open area, and they're just eating them alive?
I've been in a situation where mosquitoes were swarming everywhere, and it is one of the craziest things you could ever imagine. It's just, you just can't believe there's so many of them, and there's nothing you can do. We had nets over our heads.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, you have to wear long pants even in the summer.
Yeah, he's just so miserable in that moment, like the hell with it, take him to jail.
You can't even
think about it.
Even if you get into a lake.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever's out of the water, whether it's your shoulder blades, whatever, you're going to get lit up.
And then everything in the lake is being attacked by leeches.
That's exactly right.
I mean, honestly.
Come to Canada. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
You want a leech?
Come up there and see us. We love you.
We have bloodsuckers everywhere.
That's exactly
right. I mean, basically, that's it, man. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, mosquitoes are terrible.
But, and that's what it was mosquitoes and leeches.
God damn.
And the fish that you saw with those big-ass northern pike with the teeth.
Why did anyone want to be a Boy Scout? I mean, this sounds horrible.
Yeah, you can't really eat them, I don't think. Random question, 844-999. Olo, more your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories will be annoying neighbors and how to live to be 100. In the meantime, it is our random question, 844-999-OLA.
Miles, real quick, just so you know, regarding Pokemon Go. Got a guy said he got into it, like 3 months ago. Is it still a thing? There's a group in my neighborhood where about 4,000 people still play Pokemon Go. We have more. Just so you guys know, Pokemon Go, it's calmed down a lot, but it's still pretty strong. They still have a lot of people playing now. And there's events called Community Days, where Pokemon Go players get together. And then another comment comes in. I'm playing Pokemon Go currently and recently went to a Community Day event where they have special catches, extra, et cetera, et cetera.
Cool.
About 100 people showed up.
All right.
So there you go. Now you know. Pokemon Go. Hello, Cody. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Cody, we're going to go to the gross well on your random question. What was just gross? What is the grossest thing that you've ever seen? Maybe someone else do? Maybe it was maggots. What just grossed you out?
So, growing up, my mom had me, like, squeeze, like, a pimple or something on her back because it was itchy and bothering her, and she couldn't reach it, and it was like a... I forget what it was. It was like, it wasn't a cyst, but it was some sort of like a, like clot or like duct that was clogged or something.
How much was in there?
Oh man, dude, like a tablespoon worth of just,
Did you keep pinching
it? Stringy, nasty, just the most terrible thing ever.
I mean, did it reek as well? Did it stink? And
I don't have much sense of smell, so like I don't really notice it, but just like the physicalness of it was just really, really gross.
How big was this thing before you popped it? If that much stuff
I mean, it was a lump. I mean, talking like probably like 2-3 quarters stacked on top of each other.
Now, what are you thinking? It was, when your mother first says, hey, Cody, do your mom a favor. Pop this thing on my back. She lifts up her shirt and you're looking at this. Were you like, I'm all in? Or were you like, oh, my God, I don't want to do this?
I mean, I was like 8 or 9 at the time, so it really didn't occur to me one way or another. I'd be like, oh, yeah. Like, hey, this thing really itches. Can you squeeze it for me and see what it is? And I was like, okay, sure. And like, yeah, it just
it didn't like explode, but it came out like a
toothpaste.
Like silly string that doesn't have any air left in it. It was really bad.
Silly string that doesn't have any air.
I want you to think about this. Yeah. How old are you now?
25.
So the grossest thing you've seen in your life, the thing that comes to mind, happened when you were 8 or 9 and it was attached to your mother. Make sure you put that in the next Mother's Day call.
Let her know that.
Yeah.
What was just gross? Welcome to another edition, as they say, of disgusting things people do on trains. We go to New Jersey, where a New Jersey train passenger was filmed sanding his foot with a power tool.
That's true. Well, like he's
Candy Wolf captured the scene on Wednesday afternoon with her cell phone while sitting just feet away from the public pedicure.
Feet away, get it?
Yep. I still don't know how he decided it was okay on the train. I guess the callus must have been bothering him. Should I take a picture? I don't want to humiliate him, Wolf remembered thinking. Eventually, I decided to. The incident went down on the southbound North Jersey coastline train traveling between Rahway and Long Branch. It come just weeks after a Garden State homeless man was caught on camera shaving his face on a New Jersey transit train.
I mean, look, a homeless guy, that's one thing. Like, look, I mean, I understand the situation, not a lot of options.
Yeah.
If this guy wasn't homeless, I'm just thinking, like, don't you feel like that's something you take care of before you left the house? If it's bugging you, because you brought the power tool with you. That's the part to understand.
I think you're taking it to work. And you have it, and it's part of your work, and then you...
Right, but, like, why wouldn't he just wait? Because, like I said, he had the power tool on him for this one purpose. So, this is something he was going to get around to. I really feel like, and maybe it's just me, you know? Maybe I'm just not extroverted enough, but I felt like if I had a power tool on the bottom of my foot, it's not something I'd want to do publicly.
No. I would use, like, one of those mouse sanders, I think.
Mouse sanders.
You ever seen like those little handheld sanders?
Oh, yeah.
That would be my go-to. If I had to use a power tool to...
But why on the train?
I wouldn't do it on the train.
Why is this the time to go like, you know what?
I wouldn't do it on the train.
And they already have one of those things. I've seen, and the commercial skeeves me out, so... I guess it's a way to give yourself a little pedicure. Like, do you have dead skin on the bottom of your feet? And this thing, it basically sounds like what you're saying, Miles. Mm-hmm. But they show this commercial and you're just watching all the dead skin collect and they show you how much comes off. I'm like, does anybody actually want to see this?
No.
Look at all the dead skin off their foot.
Man, I'm telling you what, the one that still gets me, and it doesn't matter if it's socks or not, but Jesus, man, if you're on a plane and a person takes their shoes off, which I understand because your feet swell on a plane. But just don't put them up in that area of the armrest.
Right. It's not your seat.
No, it's not. And it's...
Wait, what do you mean put them up on...
Okay, you know how, like, in front of you, there's typically 2 to 3 seats, but...
You mean the one in front of me?
Oh, yeah.
Put my feet up on the armrest and the seats in front
of me. People do this.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. I've seen it a few...
I mean...
Times. I'm telling you.
Like, come on,
I can't
man.
Make that up, man. I can't make that up.
That's, I mean, people view right. you personal see it on those space all the time. Different, but, like, you just feel like on a plane, man. It's under... Like...
No.
If you're behind me and you need to let the dogs bark or whatever, I can't imagine throwing them up on the armrest in front of me unless it's someone I know and I just want to piss them off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
Like I would
last flight
you
I was
too.
On. Last flight I was on, I was like, you've got to be kidding.
Were you next to this person or in front of them?
I could see the feet poking through. I actually had a seat open beside me. And there was a guy in the aisle seat. I was in the window seat. And the foot was coming up where his elbow was on his side of the chair on his side. I was like, I saw the toe. I was like, oh god!
It was open because they didn't have socks on, and they just put their foot up.
Oh yeah, totally.
It's not all right, man. It is not all right. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
And I don't have a problem with feet.
Hola, hola. I don't have a problem with feet, but like keep yours
What's
like
up,
where
Dad?
You are.
All right, Tom. Okay, let's go with this one. What was your unexpected animal encounter? Your unexpected animal encounter.
Oh, I used to put my boots outside of my apartment. And one morning I came out there and there's a little baby possum sitting in my boot.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. So, and he continued to come back for weeks on end and sleep in my boot. And we even started feeding him. And then, you know, eventually one day he just... disappeared.
He got too big for your shoes.
So, I mean, did you shake him out of your boots or did you put on different shoes?
Oh no, he once he seen that I wanted my boots, he kind of would like I wait 5 minutes and he'd like scurry out of there I go make a pot of coffee, come back, and he'd be gone.
Did he ever like poop in your shoes or pee in there or anything?
I never felt it. I just always put my boots out in front of my apartment.
What kind of boots?
Just mechanics boot.
I wonder if it was the smell of your feet or the comfort of the shoe. There had to be something, or the
Comfort of the shoe, man.
Yeah, I mean,
it was the middle
outside.
Of the winter.
I mean, because
nothing against your feet, but you're trying to decide, is it the comfort of the shoe which offers shelter or the lovely smell of his foot?
The reason you're leaving the boots outside is because they smell like crap, right?
Yep, and yeah, we named them Spunky.
The possum or the boots?
No, the possum. We named him Spunky. Right.
Spunky the possum. Haven't seen him in a Disney movie yet.
That's pretty cool.
Hey, kids, I'm Spunky the possum.
Got a few stories here. Man, animals have just been in the news all over the place. Police in the Netherlands are trying to track down the person who left a lion cub abandoned in a small cage in the middle of a field. Let me repeat that. Police in the Netherlands are trying to track down the person who left a lion cub abandoned in a small cage in the middle of the field. The cub was spotted by an astonished jogger. A veterinarian examined the cub before it was taken to a big cat rescue facility. He's a pretty good-sized cat right there. He's, what, probably 25 pounds?
Yeah, it's a lion.
Yeah, I mean, at that point.
I mean, it's a baby lion, but that's a lion. It'll mess you up.
Yeah, he's traveled all over the world to take care of animals, lions and tigers, but he's never experienced anything like this, the veterinarian said. He said the lion would probably have been able to escape the relatively flimsy cage eventually, though he was able... Once he lost some weight from not eating, though he was able to put the cage in the back of the vehicle to take the cub to the rescue facility without needing to stun the animals.
Wouldn't you feel like you're on a hidden camera show?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're jogging. Right. Here's a cage with a lion. Like, come on, man. There's no way this is a real thing.
Here's another one. Wyoming wildlife managers have euthanized two grizzly bears that they believe killed an elk hunting guide and injured his client near the border of Yellowstone and Grand Teton Parks in Jackson Hole. Two bears, a mother and a cub, are being examined in connection with the mauling death of guide Mark Uptain. Uptain and his client were preparing to pack out an elk that they had killed when they were attacked. They wanted the elk. That's basically what it came down to.
The bear wanted the elk?
The two bears wanted the elk. Yeah. They came up, and that was the end of that. According to authorities, the two men were attacked by the bears as they field-dressed the elk, which they had shot, but were only able to find early Friday. The bears aggressively charged the man.
Because they had an elk.
Yeah. Incident comes just weeks after a federal judge temporarily halted Wyoming state officials' plan for a grizzly hunt, which Hunter said was needed to control the growing population of grizzlies that were living near humans. Random question, 844-999-0. Sorry, I'm running out of gas.
A grizzly hunt sounds like...
Like it's just a whole, like the purge.
Yeah.
Like it's doing the grid. Nothing to do with bears. Just real ugly.
Hunt.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Tea and crumpets, bitches.
And crumpets.
Brian, would you ever take a date out to tea and crumpets?
No, that's a negative.
What's the weirdest date you've actually taken someone to?
I don't really know about weird places. I really like the hole-in-the-wall, like, diner-type places. Dude, you get the best food.
Yep, I'm right there with it.
Yeah, I bet you they don't have tea and crumpets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, they don't look very nice on the outside, but man... I tell you what.
Well, you know, it's in that, yeah, especially if you go to a couple one-name places for a while, then you're like, I got to go someplace to get some real food.
Welcome to Mouton.
Yeah, like, Shaw. I'll get a one sheet and a bottle of warm water. Thanks.
Shaw. I used to have a system where I lived in one neighborhood where, like, I would meet somebody for a date on a street corner, and then based on if they actually look like the person from the pictures, and then...
You take them across the street.
Well, you quickly got to decide, like, do I take them to the bar I go to all the time, or do I take them across the street to this place?
Yeah.
So you meet them on a street corner.
Correct.
Nothing fishy about that. Yeah, maybe at the corner of 5th and Cherry. All right.
Let's go with this one on your random question. What do you believe will eventually be found? What do you believe will eventually be found? Will it be like a UFO, or do you really think there's a Bigfoot out there? Is there anything that's kind of like extraterrestrial, or I can't even think of the right word for it.
X-Files,
yeah.
I mean, I know that Bigfoot and aliens are out there, so...
You do.
It's just a matter of time.
Well, you think in this age of cameras and people being able to record everything now, that this would be the time, right?
It would be.
Okay.
But I think realistically, what I believe is out there is... hopefully some kindness that one day it'll be found in amongst people in this day and age.
You'll find Bigfoot first, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
You're probably right.
I hate to say that, but I really feel like...
So you don't think it'll be in the ocean? I mean, the ocean is what? We know more about the moon than
but
we know the ocean,
right? Qualifies as
have
an interesting
seen,
find? Right? Because the ocean
is... planet Earth?
Yeah. I've learned now that
they filmed aliens in the ocean, man. Those jellyfish are crazy.
Well, I learned this weekend watching Planet Earth 2 that it's a zebra.
Yes, it's always zebra.
The zebra. I was like, the zebra? What the hell are you talking about, aluminium guy? Like the
Oregano.
Zebra?
What's a zebra?
A zebra.
Zebra, but he kept calling it a zebra.
The guy that eats the crumpets, he calls it a zebra.
He does a great job narrating
zebra. What's his
you
name?
You should, is it I don't know.
But he called it a zebra, and I about stood up out of my chair like, zebra, huh?
Hmm.
I've been butchering this my entire life.
Have you watched the new In Search Of?
No.
Okay. Now, just a couple of quick things about this new In Search Of, right? So I watched an episode last night on demand, but I thought of you because he's looking for, like, sea creatures. Mm-hmm. And it's not that they found monsters by the definition we'd have them, but by my definition, everything he saw was a monster. But the guy that hosts the new In Search Of is Zachary Quinto. All right?
All right.
Leonard Nimoy used to host In Search Of. Now Zachary Quinto.
Is he taking all of his gigs?
Right. Leonard Nimoy was Mr. Spock in Star Trek, but in the new reboot of the movie,
so is Zachary Quinto.
So, like, if Leonard Nimoy did it, just because this guy looks a little bit like, to me, it's starting to get creepy. Like, is he going to just wear a skin suit soon? Like, why are you doing everything that this guy did, man?
Mm-hmm. I think eventually that's just how it happens. But so I mean, Seacrest got all of Dick Clark's stuff.
But he doesn't look like Dick Clark.
No, I know.
You know what I mean? He kind of worked his way. That's what, like, this
guy. Your boy, Neil deGrasse.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, yeah. All right, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Doesn't he just do what the other big scientist guy did before?
He does, but the difference is if the other scientist, put it this way, man, it'd be one thing if you said, all right, Neil deGrasse Tyson, the guy whose footsteps he's following in is George Jefferson, right? They already have this weird look. But then Neil deGrasse Tyson stars in the reboot of The Jeffersons.
All right.
You feel me? Like, it's kind of, because Star Trek and In Search Of are entirely unrelated. It's just this one guy. Mm-hmm. And now he looks like that guy, and he keeps showing up where Leonard Nimoy was.
Reason we asked, what do you believe we'll eventually find? Three sightings of a mysterious lake creature known as the Canada Loch Ness Monster has been seen in less than a month and has raised the prospect that the legendary beast has finally been discovered.
Does it have an actual name? You can't just say it's the so-and-so. Like the
Ogopogo.
Ogopogo. Are you being serious?
Yes.
They call it Ogopogo.
It's Ogopogo, and if you go to Lake Okanagan, they have a few little things there in the town.
About Ogopogo?
Yes, of course.
I get that. But that thing's name is Ogopogo.
I stayed there, and it's a huge lake, and it makes perfect sense.
Did you see Ogopogo?
I did not see Ogopogo, but I saw the tourist version of Ogopogo.
Of course, yeah.
In T-shirt form. According to stunned locals, the beast is suspected to be the legendary lake monster known as Ogopogo, the Canada Loch Ness Monster. It is said to have a long body with several bumps and the head of a horse. Indigenous communities in Canada have long told stories and myths about the existence of this animal. However, now locals have caught what they believe to be the monster on camera, and not one time, but multiple times. David Halbauer was the first to spot the creature, which sent off a frenzy, and then people went down to look, and then people didn't see the damn thing.
I'm here to see Ogopogo.
Say, while he was at a local beach, he saw a 15-long dinosaur-like creature emerging from the water. His cell phone footage of the object has gone viral and prompted renewed interest in the legend. He said, when you're sitting by the beach on a sunny day, you don't expect to see a dinosaur come out of the water. I saw this black form, cylindrical, and then it rolled around or whatever.
It
rolled up
me.
And down and went into the water. Another lump of the same thing came about 5 meters in front of it. Since the video, two more people have described recent encounters with a beast, with new footage emerging as well. One of the sightings was reported from the 22nd floor of a downtown high-rise overlooking the lake, and that's right down at the bottom of that lake. Another was spotted from the balcony in the 4,000 block of Lakeshore Road. This is a big-ass lake, but there's communities all around it, and
right.
It's wine country, and a lot of people are out there on their boats.
Wine country.
It's the wine country of Canada.
Is there a wine called, like, Ogopogo wine? I'd buy that.
Might as well be.
Ogopogo.
Ogopogo.
Why do I feel like that's something you say when things are good? How you doing, man?
Ogopogo, bro. Mm-hmm. I think it sounds like it is an 80s band.
That was Oingo Boingo.
No, close.
Sorry.
Not Ogo. What? Ogobogo?
Oingo Boingo.
Random.
That's the second time in 20 years that Oingo Boingo has been on the radio right there.
Random.
I bet you they just got like 10 cents for that.
They did. Just by mention.
Oingo Boingo.
What was their big tune? They had a big tune that people loved. I can't remember. Was it like a soundtrack or some crap? Right?
I don't remember this.
Party?
Is that? Yeah, that was it.
If I had to guess, I think it's the one from Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield.
Maybe it is, yes.
You don't sound so much like you're guessing, Ted. I mean, if I had to guess, this is 1962.
I see what you there.
Hello, Amanda. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
Amanda, we're going to go with this one. Let's see here. Oh, boy. What would you say is the story that you would always tell about your parents?
About my parents.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch.
Okay.
Are
they good or are they bad?
Good and bad. They're definitely funnier before sobriety.
They're funnier before sobriety. And did they both get sober together?
Kind of. They dated off and on as I was growing up, and then they actually got my stepdad went to prison, and then my mom got sober, and they got together after he got out, and they're best friends, and it's great, and they're just the raunchiest, nastiest people I know, and I love it.
What do you mean by raunchy and nasty, as far as what comes out of their mouth or their behaviors?
Both. Definitely both.
Well, they're not drinking anymore. What could they be up to now?
They're just really funny people.
Okay.
You know you're all raunchy, right, and you're nasty when you don't need alcohol to be raunchy and nasty.
Do you remember any of the stories growing up during the drunken days that were memorable?
One of which was actually when my stepdad was with somebody else, and my mom had gone up north with them to go stay in a cabin, and they were definitely pretty faded, and my mom had walked into the other room and heard my stepdad's ex actually smacked him on the chest. They were laughing or something. She smacked him on the chest, and my mom turned around so quick. And everybody, growing up, my mom was known as Carl instead of Carol because you don't want to get hit by her, male or female. She is a tough one. And she came barreling in there thinking he had slapped her and just comes in quick, launches across the room and hits him so hard. He said he saw stars and started falling backwards and saw her coming for more. So he hit her back. Would hit her back too.
Yeah.
Well, the funniest part of the story is, you know, when they're realizing, oh, it was a misunderstanding. Oh, my bad. And they actually have a picture of their matching black eyes, and they're like posed up in this picture.
I will tell you this, Amanda.
You weren't kidding.
They are meant to be together. They are the perfect person for each other.
Reason we asked, what's the story about your parents? Here's a doozy. 34-year-old woman in Kentucky named Miranda Polson. And earlier this month, she got her 14-year-old daughter drinking. So Miranda decided to teach her a lesson by forcing her daughter to drink a dangerous amount of alcohol to turn her off drinking for good. And because it's 2018, she filmed the whole damn thing, which included some people holding her daughter in a chair and forcing her to drink while she yelled at them to stop. And she was gurgling. Then she laughed when her daughter fell face first onto the floor. The video made its way to the cops, and Miranda was arrested for first-degree criminal abuse.
You don't say.
It's all true. And it was caught on video. More of the random question coming up, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Ola Bichola, you have entered the men's room.
Coming up, your guess is as good as mine. The categories will be annoying neighbors and how to live to be 100 years of age. Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up right before we drink it, tell us with a shout of the day.
I think one of the things that might annoy me about my neighbors is if they actually live to be 100 goddamn years old.
They would always be there. A random question, 844-999-OLA.
Random.
Hello, Vaughn. Welcome to the men's room.
Random. Hola.
Hola.
Hi, Vaughn. What would you say is your most memorable driving car experience? Whether you were the driver, the passenger, or whatever. What is your most memorable experience while driving?
Good or bad, huh?
Yeah.
I guess it'd probably have to be driving a box van and sliding down a Seattle hill and ramming into the back of an old lady.
How bad was the damage?
Just barely, kind of took the plastic bumper off. Didn't really hurt the car too much. I seen it coming. You know, I was just sliding down one of those steep hills and just couldn't do anything about it. The weight of the truck was just too big, and
How long did you have to think about the fact that you're about to smash into the back of someone else?
About 5 seconds. I had enough time to just go, oh, no, oh,
which
no,
is probably
no,
about,
and then it just happened.
Which is probably really about a second and a half.
Right. It's 5 seconds to you.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. That's about right. Because time always extends.
Before I go.
What's that?
Before I go, can I give you my phone dong before I go?
Oh, please. Yes, give us your phone.
Yeah, yeah. We'll take your dong.
All right.
Ah!
Quality phone dong. Sure. The reason we asked, what is your most memorable experience driving? Do you have one in particular?
Yeah. We were at a local motor speedway, and we were involved in a race, and D. Ted Smith, what are you, rub it ain't racing, whatever the hell you say. Anyway, I cut my ass off, and
Rub it is racing,
and I raced a little bit this morning. But anyway, the car veers off, and I see the tires in front of me. I hit it, and according to you guys, the car flipped 7.5 times.
It looked like a lot.
Inside, it just felt like once.
I just knew that at one point, we were circling around on the caution, and I rolled up beside Ted, and I rolled down the window, which I don't think there was one in the car.
Nah.
I looked over and I go, I think he's dead.
I thought I was going to die. It was not awesome.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.